grab a glass,
take a seat,
and listen to some girl talk
with the cultural beat.
Welcome to the Cultural Lens podcast, where we explore the traditions and transformations of culture, inviting the audience to share what culture means to them and how they preserve it. My name is Asaike Baba, and together with my co-host,
Awanele Bedeni,
we are exploring one of the most intriguing questions. What does culture mean to the people of RMR? Please stay with us as we delve into what it is, why it matters, and how it shapes who we are.
Usually when we hear the word culture, we have different thoughts. And that's okay, because we all have different understandings and explanations of what culture means to us. One can think of a custom, traditions, art, music, or language. I relate to all these thoughts, but I believe it's much broader than that. It is something we live with, something we believe in, and perhaps what gives us identity. Culture is essentially the lens through which societies interpret the world. Today, I want us to think of a space where we cross borders, greet one another, share food, and celebrate the uniqueness of our cultures. Let's talk about the social behaviors that are shared within a community.
Culture refers to the shared values, customs, traditions, and ways of life that are unique to a particular group of people. I am Asaike Baba, and together with Sphesihle Mbikwana, Emihle Nelane, and Lisa Khanya Mazomba, we set out to explore a deceptively simple question. What does culture mean to you?
I think a culture is the way people live together, such as it includes values, traditions, and customs, and it's a way of how people do things. To me, as a Xhosa, I think a culture, it gives people identity, belonging, and it also link to their history.
One of those cultural aspects is being who I am, being the proud Xhosa woman or the proud Xhosa lady that I am, umamzima. And also, I hold on to the fact that I know where I come from. I know my cultural roots. Knowing the cultural roots that are being followed by my family or by my clan is also something that has that I have been holding on to, because if I know those things, I know who I am, and there's nothing that happens that may lead me or that may make me wanna move or go aside from my original cultural beliefs.
Culture for me is a system put in place by like a group of people in order to, like, you know, navigate their way socially.
Each voice is deeply personal, and each perspective is unique.
Why do Zwa people find it difficult to connect with each other and with their culture?
It's difficult to find and support the Zwa people, because the majority of them, they speak Tsonga to accommodate people or Ishangane to accommodate people. And it is very hard to spot them, because even their dialect and the way they pronounce and say things, it's now different because of the way they have learned to adapt in the environment they're in. Otherwise, if you want to connect Namato Wageti, we'll just hear from the music you listen, from the type of material you wear, maskoga amarepa wethu, that's just it.
I believe that everyone has something to teach. And with that being said, what is one message you would like to leave for the next generation about your culture?
I strongly believe in the fact that being who I am is what will help me to be what I want or who I want to be in the future. And also, I wouldn't change who I am just to fit in into a community, because if I change, I lose everything I know about myself. I lose my pride and my roots. And also, changing myself to fit into a community would mean that I am not proud of who I am.
Yes, I'm spiritually gifted. What I've learned is that our culture is similar with the Ndau culture. So everything we do, if you want healing, we draw healing from the water. In Mpopomo waterfalls, you go there, you pray. If there's someone sick in the family, you go there and collect the water. You pray for the water and give it to your family member. And that's just it. And then it's just dance. When the family gathers, we just dance and drink. And just, yeah, that's just the culture.
What stood out for us was not the differences in cultures, but the freedom to explore, to reshape and remix culture. At Rhodes University, culture is not just a static definition, it is a way of living.
Hi, ladies.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Welcome to the podcast, and thank you so much for honoring our request. So just to break up, to just a little ice break, can you guys tell me like a fun fact about yourselves?
So hi, my name is Emily Clare, and I don't know if it's a fun fact, but I can only see with one eye. I'm totally blind on my other eye. Yeah.
Specifically, anything interesting about yourself?
You?
You have nothing interesting.
Other than the fact that I haven't been to church for like 2 years now.
Damn, girl.
2 years.
Yeah, but
we don't judge.
I pray. God knows.
Okay, thank you so much, ladies, for honoring our invite and being with us today. We are going to have a wonderful chat.
Thank you for inviting us.
So sorry. So guys, in creating or producing your podcasts, complex packages, what was the most interesting thing about the process?
I think for me, it is more of getting different perspectives about what people think about a culture yabo. And also I learned a lot. Yeah, people have different explanations and different norms abazenza yonke culture yabo, and it's such a refreshing ideas to umamela umuntu ethi ke culture yakhe they do this and this and this and this, and sometimes uba surprised uqonda hayi man nyani, but yeah, bekumnandi kakhulu.
Yeah, so just to echo Uspene, it has been such an eye-opening experience, honestly. I think getting to hear what people's definitions of culture is was so eye-opening. As someone who is from a very small town, I feel isolated in terms of getting to know other people's cultures. So getting to hear people, it felt really, really good.
Thank you so much, ladies. So as you all know, the name of our podcast is The Cultural Lens. And since your complex packages, you guys did them based on different cultures and culture at Rhodes, what is that one thing that you can tell our listeners about your culture that you are proud of? Lando Konbana Chonga, yeah, I'm proud of being whatever culture that you are, whether it is Mxhosa, Msuthu, Tswa, Tswana, Sipedi, whichever you are, just that one thing.
For me, I think that I'm not really big on culture. Being in, doing these complex packages made me realize how much people actually appreciate and take pride in their cultures. And it kind of inspired me, because after that complex package, I was like, you know what, I want to learn more about my culture. I want to do things as well, because I haven't been, really, really big on culture. The only thing I know, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
I don't think I can mention something, only one thing, yeah. But if you are Xhosa and you know everything about umgidi season, you know, afuzo fika obuti thixo hambe qakathile. Fika kukhwaza sisicela usinikele itiwa. So, uthixo wami, hayi sana, ayikho into endingayifuna ngaphandle koba ngumXhosa, because please, Oh, Aizana. Yabona as a season. Kulapho vele ubone ba hayi yabona ubuntombi bubuntombi. Umfana ngumfana. Kubamnandi, kubamnandi. That's one thing I can tell about a culture is that i ceremonies okanye i rituals esenzayo ngexesha leloba yabona ke ngoku we have to focus on i culture yethu. We have to take pride kuba singabaXhosa or
oh, to be in Gidini. Fun fact, I've never been to one.
Really?
Girl, you're missing out.
I've never been to one. Yes, but I'm going this December. My cousin, brother, we are going to so.
Invite me.
It's going to be really nice.
Hi, Bafaz.
Invite. Hi, Bafaz. Hi, Bafaz. Hi, Katala. Hi, Bafazan.
Hi, Bafazan. Hi, Bafazan. Hi, Bafazan. Hi, Bafazan. Hi, Bafazan. Hi, Bafazan. Hi,
Bafazan. Hi,
Bafazan. Hi, Bafazan. Hi, Bafazan. Hi, Bafazan. Hi,
Bafazan.
Hi, Bafazan. Hi,
Bafazan. Hi, Bafazan. Is one of the things that I'm proud of. I love being Xhosa.
Love it, Kesana. I love seeing people proud of who they are and where they come from. It's really a confidence booster. What a confidence booster.
Seeing how a culture plays a crucial role in shaping our personal identities, Sana. A culture continuously influences how we see ourselves and our place in the world. Understanding the uniqueness of our cultures allows us to understand one another or each other better and be open-minded. Yes, kumbuza wana. We differ for a reason, and what one considers to be the best thing to do can be viewed differently.
Couldn't have said it better. You could not have said it better.
Umzekelo walendi ndithetha yoke kuba mhlambi sithi let's say phofu mna ekhaya indlela enkhuliswe ngayo ne if utata let's say umoshile and then phofu ndobana umuntu omdala if umoshile umuntu omdala uzama ukuxelela bana uburongo you were wrong for doing something awumjongi emehlweni ujongisa inhloko yakho phansi and keep your hands like emacaleni ungaphithizeli xa ethetha afuneka umamele wenze sure bana like u-convinced ba umamele noba ubani usithi ncimi ngaphakathi but like ubonakale ba umamele whilst kwezinye culture let me say especially in the white settings or environments, if ungumntu othi xa ethethisa ujonge phansi kubo, it's either ulisela okanye andiyazi okanye guilty because once ujonge phansi it's giving you know what eya le nto sithetha ngayo lona. So yeah,
they really believe kula nto ukuthi look at me when I'm talking to
you.
Yabona kum ke ngoku esikolweni ekhaya busithi noba uyaphuma uyothatha and nobu yothatha nobu yochola iphepha into obuyilahle phandle buphumile ngeminyango awuzongena ungaqonqozanga
noba
uphuma for 2 seconds.
Hey, that's crazy.
I swear ekhaya noba I kid you not ndingathi ndime like esitulweni ecamke ecouch ndiwise into ngapha komnyango kuthiwe usoluvala lo mnyango xa uphuma kuneke xa ndikungezwa
ngonqonqozi.
So ke ngoku esikolweni bandithunywa ngumisi. Obviously, I'm going to be able to get
because of what you're saying.
Okay, yeah, you're from lottery, you're from the teacher, you're from the teacher. We are going to lottery in the figure and the conquest again. By born, by couple, and I sister one bar every single time. I bass a puma and I said conquest. Sabi's one game, but I bore. The tata blend on the ends, I bar no bar could to wear vala umyango. Puma when I was on game before I'm gonna say hi, and they were so annoyed. They found it so annoying to a point where Bastella and Dobana Masi Shiela habit Masi Shi engine.
That is insane
behind it. Nakina Kalelo Bana would why
Clotatam in the
Bayan
Clotatam on game of private. Think it's okay, like and change in Clotatam.
Anything can happen in just seconds. Imagine ukuphuma komuntu ucinga ukuphume wena asakhe xa kungenwa akankongozanga asakuvela wavula
kanti kungena uyabona.
And this made me think ukuthi nyani izinto esizenzayo ke culture yethu they can be viewed differently ngabanye abantu kwenye culture because ndicinga apha uba mna ukhula kwami I've always been told ekhaya ukuthi nobothunyiwe emzini awunqonqozi umeca ngomnyango, especially as umXhosa. You don't uyanqonqoza uyabulisa ukhangela indawo yochopha because umele indoni uzocela ityiwa or what. They always say that but yintoni ngoku uzocela ityiwa
okanye kuthiwa uzoboleka itswere
uhlale phantsi
bengokuzimpilo uchaze le nto uze ngayo awusukume nje.
With ezizinto, you get to see different perspectives and you learn something. You never stop learning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Life never stops teaching. And with ezi complex packages and these talks about culture and how people do e-culture zabo, emagwabo, because you get to learn to respect other people with their views and their opinions. Everyone has the right to be the way that they are. Mm. So I think that's not like a cool zindo sizenzayo apha manyane. They open our eyes to so much more than what we know.
Hayisana kumi yayikubulisa into yobana like if uphumile funeke xa uphinde ungena endlini uphinde ufike ubulise okanye if umuntu bumbonile phandle ngobutshayela xa ungena endlini umbona funeke uphinde umbulise. Hayi yayindidika shame. And to a point where utata wayethanda uthi yabona if bendishayela phandle bendivuke ndatshayela phandle and then andibona afika abulise uba hayi bo mntana wam molo yabo and then sigqithe xa iphinde ndidibana naye endlini esenza iti ndifike ndingabulisi mhlawumbi ndifike ndithethe wayengathetha utata wam afika ndijonge nje.
Bulisa.
Because kaloku uthule njani uyaqala undibona mosi ngoku ubundibone ngoko uyaphinda yandibona ngoku bulisa mfazi.
No, yes, into endiqapheleyo is that when I'm actually learning so much. I've never been exposed to ezinto endizithethayo mna intsha.
Aw uyaphoswa sana.
As we're learning, you get to see that every culture has its own beauty, their stories and their lessons, and embracing the variety and enhances us collectively as abantu. In doing so, it promotes respect and understanding, whether through festivals, art, or just everyday conversations like the ones that we're having right now. And embracing different cultures expands our perspectives as people, as youth, as just people in society as well. Ladies, thank you guys so much for being with us today. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Cultural Podcast. And remember to our listeners back home, our cultures are living parts of who we are. They connect us to our past and they guide us into the future. By learning about and respecting each other's cultures, we build a more understanding, a more united nation. Until next time, I am Asake Baba and together with my co-host,
Awenele Bedeni.
We are reminding you to stay true to yourself, embrace your roots, and keep your culture alive. Goodbye.
And that is it from us. Thank you for tuning in the first episode of the Cultural Lens podcast, where we celebrate and dive into the complexities and the richness of all cultures. And we're only getting started. If you haven't already, please don't forget to follow us on TikTok under the username The Cultural Lens Podcast so that you can be up to date in every single thing that we do. Don't forget to share your thoughts and insights with us. We would really, really appreciate hearing from you guys. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep embracing the diversity that makes our world so fascinating. See you in the next episode. Bye.